Welcome back. This podcast explores the beautiful space where generosity occurs through ancient and modern writings from all cultures, seeking deeper wisdom for fund development work. Each week, we reflect on a quote and coaching questions to ground you for the week ahead. If you like this podcast, please leave a review in your favorite podcast app. Have you ever considered those who are rich may actually be poor? This week, I'm reading a quote from The Spirituality of Fundraising by Henry Nouwen, originally presented in 1992. Quote, "But sometimes our concern for the poor may carry with it a prejudice against the rich. We may feel that they are not as good as the poor." He goes on, "Perhaps we think the poor have more money than they deserve, or that they got their wealth at the expense of the poor. Maybe we find it hard to love the rich as much as the poor. But nobody says we should love the rich less than we love the poor. The poor are indeed held in the heart of God. We need to remember that the rich are held there too. I have met a number of wealthy people over the years. More and more, my experience is that rich people are also poor, but in other ways. Many rich people are very lonely. Many struggle with a sense of being used. Others suffer from feelings of rejection or depression. It may seem strange to say, but the rich need a lot of care and attention. This is very important to recognize because so often I have come in touch with rich people who are totally in the prison of thinking. The only thing people see in me is money. Wherever I go, I am the rich aunt or the rich friend or the rich person. So I stay in my little circle because as soon as I leave it, people say, 'She's rich.' The roots of loneliness are very deep and cannot be touched by optimistic advertisement, substitute love images, or social togetherness. They find their food in the suspicion that there is no one who cares and offers love without conditions, and no place where we can be vulnerable without being used." He goes on, "The rich are also poor, so if we ask for money from people who have money, we have to love them deeply." Unquote. In our work, we often encounter those who are wealthy, and we can land in two extremes. One extreme is to approach the relationship as a beggar, hoping our requests will provoke some kind of pity on our work. The other extreme is to approach the relationship from a sense of entitlement, expecting that our requests will provoke some kind of shame to give. Both extremes reduce the person to money. This quote from Henry Nouwen can be a healthy corrective in our lives. Let's reflect on two questions this week. Am I falling into either extreme of begging or entitlement? And then, with our donors, am I prioritizing the relationship over the request? Share this podcast if you enjoy these 5-minute reflections and subscribe to receive these reflections released every Monday. To explore fundraising coaching deeper, visit servingnonprofits.com. See you next week.